Right, I may as well do one because I'm here. Australians and Molly Malone have just ended here. The Dubs are rather excited, as you can imagine. Finally getting home in a match that it looked like for a long time they were going to lose, but they eventually did enough to win. Kerry, I think, just didn't have the legs in the end. They didn't have the ideas in the end. You know, I don't think Kieran Donaghy touched the ball at all after he came on, and they really did run out of juice in a match when it looked like they were going to run away with it in the first half. Fair play to Dublin for pulling it out. Took goals in the end, and from probably more unlikely sources. Did McManaman get the second one? I think he did, so that's probably a likely source. The third one was the nail of the coffin. It did look like a draw there for a long, long way. Like with 10 minutes to go, it looked like it was heading for a draw. Early on, I think Kerry showed us how we have to, play to beat this Dublin team. I always felt the two Dublin cornerbacks were ripe for plucking, and I'd be very, very surprised if Jim Gavin, keeps both of them for the final. And also, McCaffrey had probably his worst game for Dublin this year. Kilkenny taken off, Manu taken off as well. So really, all of the people, the young lads that Gavin has put his faith in, basically the guys that he's brought in from Gilroy's team, are the guys who didn't produce today. And if you look at all the guys on the bench, I was counted at half time, he has five of Gilroy's 11 team on five of the starters on the bench, and another one, McManaman, who came on and won that 11 team, that haven't started. And people like Dean Rock as well. Rock was really good today, and he's a man who deserves to start. Bernard Brogan was useless, and he may be injured for the final now. I have to say, I am supremely confident we are going to win this final. Dublin have an awful lot wrong with them. They've a lot right with them, and with the crowd behind them, and they're moving, they look great. But we can carve these guys open and destroy them by half time. I really do think that. Because, if we take control of midfield, if we're driving through them the way we can drive through teams, there's no reason we can't do to them like we did to Donegal. I have to say that. I really, really do believe we're going to win it now. Minors, I think we should do it too. I was very, very disappointed for Roscommon. It looked like they got stage fright, really, because we were in the upper deck of the Cusick. And from there you can see the Roscommon lads just weren't moving. They weren't showing for the ball. They weren't running off the ball or anything. It's like they were rooted to the spot. So I think it probably was stage fright. And Tyrone just woke up at the end and drove through them. Horrible Tyrone team, dirty, cynical team, just like their senior counterparts. And I hope we just beat the living daylights out of them. So that's it. That's what I confidently predict. It's not what I confidently predict, but it's what I certainly hope will happen. A good, solid win for the Miners to get us warmed up, and then a good, rampant performance by the seniors, and finally a fourth all-out. Okay, that's it.